everything. So it's everything. G is, take everything within you. So G. Another translation is called Jo Ryo. Jo is stillness. Ryo is thoughts in stillness. Those are kind of inner meaning of this Zen or Jo, Samadhi. Zazen or Zajo is also we name it King Samadhi. King Samadhi. Among all kind of Samadhi, this is the king seat. King Samadhi we call it. In Tibetan tradition, this must be synonymous to Mahamudra. Mahamudra. You are familiar with this word? Mahamudra. Wozam, my king Samadhi. The words are a little different, but it points same thing. So, let's sit a little bit more, 20 minutes or so. So, how are you? Good, I feel good. Any subject to discuss?
Hey. I was wondering if Robin Zenji lived in a monastery?
Yes.
Was he in a monastery?
Robin? Well, this year it's 800 years from his birth. He was born exactly 1200 January 26, so about a week ago. Lived 54 years, rather short. I think he got same disease as his mother. Tuberculosis it was. By the end of his death, he thought he shouldn't stay at the Heiji monastery, which he found. Practice go on, and he was quite ill, so he went back to Kyoto, where he was born. And the layman's home, Kakunen, I visited his this place. House doesn't exist, but little stone tablet, which tells it was Dogen Zenji's Parinibbana place. Nowadays, you have a cremation site in east side of Kyoto. Have you been in Kyoto? Someday you visit this place. Little stupa, stone stupa, and always somebody go and pay homage. So fresh flower throughout the year. The place is called Kōtaiji, which was a temple where cremation site was. So nowadays, tall tree brought back from India, Chanching, you call it, a very pretty tree. And that's a small area, maybe half size of this room, very quiet place. I love to go there every month and sat there. Practically, he was in the monastery all the time from his youth to nearly the death day. He hasn't been married, so to me, he's away somewhere, a very high place. And feel very clean. It's written materials, whatever you read, it's crisp, clear. And all written material, when I recite to its voice, it is a poetry. The textbook I delivered to you, all those recitable he spent 4 years in China from 24 years to 28 and met with this Zen master about my age, now 63, I think he was, learned. Their meeting was a historical meeting, 23, he was 25 when he met with Ju Jin. Metaphor say as if the mother cow licks a little baby cow. He was beloved by this master. And the transmission took place last year of their meeting. Shortly after he came back, this Ju Jin passed on. When I think about him, my admiration, deep admiration, take place. He was a kind of a genius, no? Incomparable from my life. I think he had extreme hardship when he was young. As you know, those times his father, number one politician in Japan, in the noble family lineage. About that time, Genji Heike, have you read the story of Heike or story of Genji? It is a long struggle of Buke and the noble family, the emperor involved, so that quite dramatic, quite also bloody history it is. He was born as one of the governor of Japan, and so a lot of anxiety of people when he was young. Mother passed on and encouraged him to become monk and save a lot of people. That was his her will to him. So he kept this will throughout his life. Some people feel he is way beyond ordinary people, a little bit too far out. But as you read his words, it penetrates to your system. Not so many Japanese spiritual people are like that. Shinran, Nichiren, a little different. They lived about the same time. We say, religious revolution time, as well as political change of Japan from noble family's conduct to Bushi family, Bushi's conduct, and the capital moved from Kyoto to Kamakura. I hope you could take a look of the little history of Japan at that time. Yes? Yes? Bendowa.
Could you speak about it?
Introductory part and the main part, and then what do you say, dialogue part. You can see there wasn't such actual dialogue of question and answer. Question was made by him also. People must have these questions. So kind of set up conversation it is. As you know already, Buddhist literature were already, tons of them imported. Some are Chinese, some are Shtan, especially the tantric teaching toward the end of Indian Buddhist. Tantric texts were all translated phonetically, so you can retranslate it into Sanskrit. That is a very convenient. Usually Chinese people, how they did it, translate them into their language and then toss this or burn them, original one. They are very proud people. So these texts, especially found recently from Tom Fan and some are from Tibet. We appreciate such literature still available to look at. I also encourage you to learn Tibetan Buddhist tradition and also look into language they created. They created the Tibetan vocabulary from Sanskrit and translated almost all Indian Sanskrit materials into Tibetan. About 7th century to up to today, this living tradition exists. This Naropa is one of the most outrageous Tantra masters. Those things you study, and so you know where you are at, what kind of spirit Naropa had at that time. Maybe next week we ask Fran to talk about Naropa's. Could you? You don't remember. You do. I know it's a long time.
I don't think you can get out of it.
I'm a genius to put the people in the spot. So, just a short or whole. Your question, I appreciate. Thank you. I'm trying to make some calligraphy work of quoting Dogen Zenji, and since it's commemoration year this year, so I love to do that, and you can look. Oh. Shiny. Because it has, it's not just a static mind, it is a generated mind, so it shines like your eyes, fresh eyes, when a fantastic thing you experience, it eyes shines. Hopefully, that kind of achievement. Somebody asked, was that you? Last week, not newly achieved, but actually, you were born with it, fully embedded in your body and mind. But how to polish them out, how to let it grow, and how to, what do you say, generate, you say, whenever it is necessary. That is where practice take place. Even we have born Buddha nature, if we do not polish with practice, it is same as it doesn't exist. So I'm very, very happy to see you young people stepping into or plunging into practice. It goes many lifetimes, but start young is very good. Yes? Shogun, exactly, yes. Shogun means the chief of the major head of the army parties. So there are many shoguns, but